You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
It's David, and we're going through our WNBA draft prospect profile capsule previews. Boy, say that a few times fast. And one of the people that is another interesting person because of her extreme amount of versatility and ability to play all over the court is Kayla Peterson of Stanford. And there definitely is no person better to discuss Kayla than Roz Gold Onwude, her former teammate and current broadcaster. And Roz, welcome on board, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, no problem, Dave. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And Roz, Kayla Peterson, in addition to being such an impressive off-the-court person, I mean, I had her on Dish and Intuition and was so impressed with her. She's just a phenomenal talent, and really, it's amazing to me how she can float all over the court and does whatever is required of her.
That's exactly right on. I mean, I can add on to that, but there's nothing I can say that's going to be different there. Kayla Peterson is a phenomenal person off the court, and that translates to the kind of play she has on the court. It's unselfish play. It's very intelligent play. She's by far the smartest Stanford basketball player I've ever played with, even as a freshman. I mean, Kayla knows all the plays from every single position. She can run the one through the five in Tara Vanderveer's hundreds of plays and in the motion offense, which is all different reads and understandings of different positions. Defensively, she knows every scheme. She's very aware, help side. She's a big presence. She can guard. She has guarded guards. She can certainly bang inside with the bigs. That was her first original position before expanding to the three position. And she's a big body that's able to shoot the ball from three-point land. She can put it on the floor and pull up over much smaller defenders. And then when it's needed, oftentimes for Stanford, Kayla Peterson's the one inside banging and bruising and putting offensive rebounds back up for second-chance points.
Having played with her, what do you think is the best position for her as she goes forward?
I think the best position for Kayla is at the three spot. She's a big guard, and I think actually if you ask Kayla, she's going to say that's where she's most comfortable. She's worked very hard on her ball handling skills. It's not often, unless playing against a smaller guard, that Kayla is ever really rattled ball handling-wise. And then if that's the case, oftentimes you just throw her in the post on a smaller guard. I think she's best there because she provides the most mismatches and makes opposing teams the most comfortable there. So, and that's with her on offense. Her shooting percentage this year is pretty, it's a lot lower. It's in the 20s, but it's a misleading stat. She's a much better shooter than that. And defensively, I would say the only area where Kayla might have a slight weakness is playing against those smaller guards. They might be a little bit faster than her. She's much better defensively when she's playing help side. She's a very smart team defender.
I'm curious about her defense as she goes forward because, you think of threes, you think of catchings, you think of fours, you think of Jackson, you think of twos, you think of Tarazi. Where she fits into that. Into that. Now, of course, I'm picking the elite as that I'm talking about there.
Yeah. And you're talking about big bodies, too. So, I'm talking about mismatches in college that Kayla Peterson presents. In the WNBA, you're talking about three players that are just as big, probably stronger than her at this point. And then with all that experience and skill, I think Kayla's best feature is that she's smart and she works very hard. And sometimes those are things you can't teach. I mean, at this point, if you don't have it, some people have it at this point and have developed it, and others have it. And Kayla Peterson will take that to any program she goes to and will find a way to play. She will buy in. When she came in as a freshman, the position that she was able to play was the 4-5. She came in and did that. Her sophomore year still did that. There was opportunity later with graduation of Candace Wiggins for her to then move into a 3 spot. She wasn't great at it at first. Over the course of 2 years now working at it, she's a very good shooting guard, big 3 with the ability to go inside. I think she'll morph into whatever they need, and she'll work hard at it.
And as you said, that's one of the things that I think you can never have enough of, is that smart player that can do whatever you need her to do and not complain about it as well.
Yeah, exactly. And Kayla can shoot. And, you know, her, again, her numbers are so misleading, but Kayla really can stroke the ball. Like, this has been an off-shooting season for her as far as from the three-point line. But she's one of the team's best shooters and can get really hot. And I think she'll probably spend a good chunk of her off-season. You know, she'll jump right from that to the WNBA, but she'll spend a good time of her any of her free time working on her shot. And, you know, I think that's something else that will separate her in the WNBA, her ability to consistently knock down a shot. I mean, I've seen her do it in practice for years, in games for years. This year I was just a little bit surprised that she was shooting at a lower percentage.
Well, I think that, you know, as she became more of a complementary player on that team, stepping aside somewhat, I think she gave up a lot in letting Jeanette and NECA take over so much on the offensive load, that I think that a lot of her shots, at least in the games that I saw, were the Kayla bail us out, the shot clock's running out type.
Definitely, definitely. And I think that's right on. Again, pointing to the kind of player she is, Kayla really morphs into whatever you need. If Stanford needed a go-to player and, you know, they didn't have NECA Grumike or Jeanette Poland wasn't having the kind of senior year she was, you'd expect, I'm almost positive, Kayla Peterson would have been, you know, the star player, the big name you want to see. But she defers to what's needed. And you know, with Jeanette Poland having such an excellent season and NECA and Shanae Ogumike now being added to that, I mean, Kayla just finds where she fits in and does that well.